This episode of What the Tech is brought to you by Molecule. Molecule is reimagining the future of clean air, starting with the air purifier. For 10% off your first air purifier, visit molecule.com. That's M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E.com and enter the promo code Andrew10 at checkout. Hey everybody, welcome to What the Tech. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm not joined by Paul Thurrott today. Paul is at Ignite. I'm joined by somebody else.
Who cares where Paul is?
I'm going to tell him you said that. You know, he did say you're a good boy. I've always said like, oh, John's a good boy. That's like my joke about you. My daughter calls you the boy whenever you're on whenever you're on the TV.
Mm.
I am becoming like an old man. Jeez, whenever you're on the TV, John.
Before we went on air, Jess, your wife came home.
No, she didn't. She didn't come home. Never happened.
She didn't come home.
No.
Let's just say hypothetically, she would come home. It was yesterday, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Your first instinct was, you want to go to lunch? It sounded just like you are your old man status.
Yeah,
now.
But lunch for me is a liquid lunch. I'm going to finish two bottles of wine.
Would you like to regale in a Reuben?
With me today is the mastermind of Front Page Tech, John Prosser. John underscore Prosser on Twitter. He does, I would say, daily or bi-daily shows. You haven't done a show in about 3 weeks, so everybody's telling me to bust your balls about this. When are you coming back?
Hopefully never.
Okay.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I love going into hiding. I love just ducking out. And people are like, you can't do that. You're not a reliable news source. If you think Front Page Tech is a real news show, you haven't been paying attention. It's a Jern show.
Is it really? Because I actually watch it for my tech news. I'm not even kidding you.
That's fair. A lot of people
do. I trust
do,
you way like, over my, other than Paul and like Mary
Jo
and Brad.
No, you should trust
more
than Paul.
I trust you more than Paul. I trust you with my life more than Paul. No, I actually end up
that's
trusting
because I'm going to live longer, huh?
Your opinion. I'm invested in you because he only has about 30, 40 years left. You got a nice 20 years on top of him. I'm going to compliment you here. I'm going to compliment you here. I have a lot of friends in tech media and tech journalism. Obviously, Paul's one of my best friends. Mary Jo, Brad, I take their opinion extremely, extremely. I think their opinion is extremely honest and it's unbiased. I take yours in a different way from other people. I'm not incorporating them in this, but you have a very unbiased opinion because you're not bought and paid for.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends in this industry, and no matter how not bought and paid for some people are, they kind of are. I have a friend that wrote an article about a product 2 years ago. It was an Apple product, and they loved it. Okay, they loved this product, and 2 years later, they are now talking about how terrible the Apple product, the same product, how terrible it is, and how great another product is because they are an advertiser on a podcast that he's
nice.
On. Nice. So, you know. I'm not bought and paid for. I would like to be bought and paid for. I'm okay
with this.
Would you
like to share the name of the person you're talking about?
I'm not going to share the name, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to, because I actually like him personally. I like the person. I'm not very close to him, but I like him personally. But anyway, so your show is very different. You do quick, couple-minute bites every day or every other day, depending if there's a big story.
If I show up to work, yeah.
Yeah, if you show up, you add a comedic aspect to it. It's an honest reaction to things. It kind of reminds me of my content about 10 years ago.
When you were honest.
Back when I didn't give a crap about, you know, upsetting people. You know, I'm older now, so it's a little bit different. But you do great stuff, Front Page Tech. You're in hiding now. You're like the JonTron of tech podcasts and tech videos on YouTube. You should be coming back soon, correct?
Yeah, so I love just ditching out and leaving. And then, like, because I know that I feel like with every other tech show or tech oriented show, if you lose them for a day or so, you just watch a different tech show. But with me, I know that what we do, what we make is great. And when I leave, you're just going to wait for me to come back anyway. Because yeah, everyone's like worried about like someone tweeted me was like, how could you build such a great community and then throw it all away? I've been gone for 3 weeks. I've made a show for 7 years straight every day. And I took 3 weeks off and everyone's like, how could you?
Listen, I'm a big fan of that. I took 2 weeks off, by the way. I had pneumonia.
Well, you were
really
sick.
Bad.
You were dying.
I was very sick, and it got a little scary at times. I'm back now. I lost some weight. I'm back now. But it was, you know, I took 2 weeks off, but I feel like, oh my God, crap, I took 2 weeks off. I know what it's like, but sometimes you're also burnt out, and you need to step away from things and kind of come back into it. It's totally, it totally makes sense. I would much rather, and I've done this before. I take a couple of weeks off in the summer, and I always tell people, would you rather have me here do a really half-ass show because I'm just not mentally here? Or would you rather have me take a couple of weeks off and then I come back and I'm like,
some people
guys,
are still like, no, do a half-ass show, dance, monkey.
That's fine. No, I'm okay with that. We do have a lot to talk about. I do want to get your opinion on a number of things. You've been, obviously...
Hey, I have a fun fact for you. Did you know this? So, Paul's not here, so I'm the special guest co-host.
Yes.
I'm like the unofficial co-host because literally every time Paul isn't here, I'm on this show. And I have a fun fact about our friendship, Andrew.
Yes, go ahead.
I have been the special guest replacement co-host for Paul for 5 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You have had me on the show since before people knew who I was.
So that means that I've been doing the show for 8 years with Paul.
I've been doing this podcast for eight years. Yeah.
That's wild.
This is my fifth year as the unofficial co-host.
Yeah, you should be very proud of that title because generally friendships for me don't last more than a year and a half.
Dude, same. Same. I was thinking that today too. I was taking a shower and you know you do your best thinking in the shower. And I was like, I think you are one of my only remaining friends that I've kept in my circle.
Yeah, because you know why? We don't have to talk. We go like 2-3 weeks.
We're garbage humans.
Yeah, well, I'll shoot you a text, like comment on something you'll write about wrestling to me. And then like, that's it. We don't have to talk. I can go like a month and a half without ever seeing you.
We're the same.
And then I'll put on YouTube. You'll be there. You'll be on my recommended. My daughter will say, hey, Dad, it's the boy. And I'll go, yeah, it is the boy. And I'll click on it. And I'll go through like a month and a half's worth of your content. And I'll message you when I find something really good. I'm like, you did a really great job on this.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember like one of my first videos that popped, that Apple Sucks Now video?
Yeah.
I put it out and it got like 300 views. This was when Front Page Tech was getting like 200, 300 views an episode.
And I messaged
you. And you texted me the next morning and you said, this is it. This is the video. And literally that day it took off. And ever since then, I've been seen by way too many people.
I got a good eye, kid. I got a good eye for talent. Unfortunately, I'm losing the talent. It's going into other people at this point.
I'm like siphoning it from you.
Yeah, I hope. Please take it all. We have so much to talk about today. I do want to get your opinion because I always like talking to you about the whole Google and Apple thing when it comes to phones because you have such a polarizing audience, right? There are people that hate watch you, which I find interesting. Yeah. And then there are people that absolutely.
You got one of them when you tweeted about me being on the show, and a guy was like, me.
I did. I don't think people could separate. I don't think people could separate, you know, doing a show and having a little bit of a personality that's maybe a little bit different than what you would normally do in real life. And then how how you are in real life. I think a lot of people have a difficulty with that because I run into people and they're like, oh, my God, you're so much more quiet in real life.
You think?
I'm like, what do you want? I mean, to bounce around. I'm not doing a show. I'm just drinking my beer. I do want to talk a lot about this stuff and a whole lot more. But before we continue, I want to thank a great sponsor of mine. Now, John, if you have not gotten a molecule, you need to get a molecule.
Yeah, help me. What is this?
It's actually phenomenal. It is, and I'm going to tell you a true story. So I have this is not part of the copy, which I don't know if they'll be happy if I talk about, but I think this is a great connection, right? It's a real experience. I have terrible environmental allergies. It's through the freaking roof. Not allergic to food or penicillin or anything, but my environmental allergies are terrible. I'm allergic to pretty much everything and anything in the air. I have a thermostat, and it actually tells me the allergy outside, you know, the pollen count and stuff like that, what it's like environmentally and in the house. And before I got the molecule, my house is 120 years old, and it not a great environment, right, for someone like me. And it would always tell me that it's terrible. The pollen count and the environmental allergies, it's absolutely terrible. It'd actually say open a window. I got a molecule and I put it in the living room. So the first one they sent over when we were doing this read, and they said, try it out, see how you like it. I have a gauge of success with this thing because I could see that the thermostat is actually telling me that the air is clean. It either tells me it's fair or good or great. It never tells me it's poor, ever. So whenever I keep this thing on, it actually works, and I could actually feel it. It's so good that I put a second one in my bedroom. Now, here's the great thing they got for you guys. If you go to molecule.com, that's molekule.com, and you enter the promo code Andrew10 at checkout, you get 10% off your purchase. So now they have another one that's available for pre-order. They got the large room one that's for rooms over, you know, up to 600 square feet or larger. The Molecule Air, I actually have it in a room that's bigger than 600 square feet, and it's perfect. It works great. The Molecule Air for large rooms, and they have the Air Mini for smaller rooms. This is and it's all controlled by a phone. It's a great product. I absolutely love. I know one of my friends, Bob, just ordered one. I know a couple of you guys have ordered one. Molecule has given allergy and asthma sufferers around the world a new experience. I got a great email from a viewer that has asthma. I got another one that lives in a house with a smoker, and it's really made their quality of life much better. Love these guys because it's a great company and they make a great product. It's molecule.com. Use offer code Andrew10 at checkout. That's Andrew10 at checkout to get 10% off your first air purifier. Go check them out. Check out the Mini 2 if you know, for a small office or small bedroom, great product. Molecule.com. So let's go into this. I haven't really spoken to you about a lot of this stuff since the iPhone came out. I got an iPhone 11 Pro. I got the big one. You have a XS. So
do you enjoy it?
I do. I do enjoy it.
Did you have an iPhone? Were you using iPhones before that one? Or is this your like return?
So it was always my work phone. And I had I've always had an Android as my regular personal phone. I had a Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus. I ended up using the iPhone for work. I had an iPhone 7 Plus for work. And I ended up being in that environment a lot more, right? And I felt that because I'm already... And I always tried to separate this because once I knew I got an iPhone, it would be difficult for me to go back to Android. That's not necessarily true. I'm still using Android. Not as much, but this has turned, my work phone has turned into my personal phone. So this has really become my everyday phone. And, you know, to be honest, the battery life is stellar on this thing. Like it's actually ridiculous how good the battery life is. Yeah. The camera is really good. The phone is really, I mean, it's obviously, I have the Pro Max. Yeah. It's big. The only problem is it's really heavy. It's not a light phone, so when I go to pick up my Android, it's like, holy crap, this thing is super light. So for me, I've gone into the iOS ecosystem. Now I'm in here. I'm having a little bit of a difficult time with Android because of some of the issues that have always, you know, they affect me.
Because it sucks. I'll await my hate mail.
I know. I don't know how I feel on it, because I have a phone that's a couple years old. I am getting a Pixel 4, so I can have a nice, even comparison between the two. But
dude,
it's not a jump that most people can make.
When I bought my iPhone last year, what had happened, actually, was Google sent us a Pixel for free, and I hated it so much that literally the next day I bought the iPhone.
So Google sent you a Pixel?
Yeah.
Which one?
Are they sending you a Pixel or?
No. No, they sent you a Pixel 4?
Yeah.
So hey, I got put on the naughty list.
I'll give you the guy.
Okay. Give me the guy, because I got put on the naughty list with
I'm gonna text you. I'll text it to you right now because I'll forget. We both know I'll forget.
I love how you text me all these names every time I talk to you. You're like, yeah,
so then there's no conversation. So when we look at our phones, all you see is just like contacts and links and emails to people.
That's literally what it is. So they sent you to Pixel 4.
Yeah.
And what was your overall experience with this?
It's the best Android experience.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you.
It's obviously not the best hardware, but
I said that about the Pixel 3
experience. Yeah,
it was the best Android experience. It really
the Pixel 3 was weird though, because it was the best Android experience for like 3 months, and then it didn't know how to handle RAM and just crapped its britches.
Yeah, I find it interesting when people have a negative experience on the iPhone, and I'm not saying it's perfect by any means. By the way, I definitely think that there are a bunch of bugs on this that I'll talk about, because I've had it for over a month now. There's a tremendous amount of bugs on here, but
are you talking about iOS 13?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's a mess.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Listen, this is the new Apple. Half complete products, right? That's what they're doing. They're doing the Google mentality. Put something out and hope for the best.
Have you noticed that everyone's going in reverse? Like, Apple's starting to use the business model of other companies like Google or Samsung, and Samsung and Google are going in reverse trying to do Apple's business model.
Yeah. I don't know which one is the way to go. That's the thing. But for you, what, when you compare it to your iPhone, what separated? Because I know you were against the iPhone for a while.
Yeah.
So what changed for you?
So I often say that, because I like to explain stuff to my audience, knowing that, you know, the people that watch us, Andrew, or listen to us, they aren't the average consumer. You know, they don't make up the vast majority of the market. And so what I've been trying to take the approach of explaining how the market actually works to an audience of people who are tech enthusiasts and don't really understand how the market works outside of them. Like, you know, the mass market and the people buying these devices isn't just, you know, Unbox Therapy subscribers or MKBHD subscribers. That's not the market.
That's a very small portion. Our audience, you know, like my, you know, What the Tech does, let's say 150,000 downloads a week, right, for the audio. Yeah. That is a minute fraction of who the consumer is. Like, I always say, listen, I think my audience and yours too, very dedicated, great audience. I'm very forever grateful. But when I generalize and I talk about these products, we are the exception here to how the normal consumer thinks and why they use things that they use.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're a microcosm of this bigger thing. So when we talk about Android and iOS, there's a reason why people are using certain things.
Yeah. Well, so the way I like to explain it is that, because I think people have it in their head that, let's say you have an iPhone and then some new fancy Samsung device comes out and people are like, well, it has all these features. It's so much better. You should switch to Samsung. And people don't realize that the mass market doesn't switch devices. They don't switch ecosystems because they saw a new feature that they like or something. What makes people switch is frustration. So if they're currently frustrated with iOS or the iPhone, that's when they make a switch, or that's when they're willing to make a switch to Android. And that's what happened to me. I used Android like back when it first came out, like the the LG Allo or something weird, and then the Moto Droid and like
Mine
weird
was the
stuff.
Droid.
Came out.
I had the Droid. The original Droid was my first Android phone.
Was it the one that had like the slide out keyboard?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I had that, and then I started using iPhones around iPhone 4 territory. Used them for years until the iPhone 6S, and then I just got frustrated with iOS. It was a complete mess. You know, they made that switch from skeuomorphism from like iOS 6 to iOS 7, where everything had like was pastel colored and all this stuff. It was like rebuilt from the ground up. It was a mess then, and so I left and I started using Android. I used Android for years until like sometime last year, where I was just over it. I had enough, and I was frustrated with it, and so I made the switch to iPhone, and I love it.
I didn't have a lot of the frustration over using Android. The problem for me, there was a couple of things that comes into play for me. Number one, battery life, right? I got really tired of having to carry a battery extender or a pack with the phone. I didn't experience it as much on my, obviously wear and tear plays a big part, but my brand new, I'm just comparing when I made the switch. my brand new iPhone 7, I didn't experience the problems that I did with Android. Also, bit rot is a real thing. I know people argue with me and they tell me it's not, but my experience long-term use with my Android phones and my iPhones is that the iPhone, as far as longevity when it comes to software, for the most part, I'm not saying always, will stand out more than Android. No matter what Android phone that I've used, because I've been in this environment tons of times. I'm not swearing off Android. Obviously, I'm doing the Pixel thing. I'm going to do it. But as far as like Samsung goes, I don't think I'm going to buy another Samsung Android device.
Yeah.
It just, I get it. I praised them for a long time, but it's just, I feel there's too many cons in my, for me.
Now, well, before my iPhone, I hadn't bought phones. So we had a deal with Verizon, and Verizon was sending me free phones. Like, I was getting the Samsung phones every time they came out. I was getting Pixel phones. I was getting free Android phones, and it was still enough to make me want to buy an iPhone. I still bought the iPhone.
Yeah, listen, and that's a great example, right, of it. Now, I think for most people, when we talk about the Android market, there's a couple things. Obviously, price plays a huge part in this.
Yeah.
Cost plays a huge part in this. Justifying a $1,200 phone is really difficult. Really, really difficult. So when you're out there and you're seeing most people, you know, when you see people using Android devices, they're not using the highest-end Android device. The deals on Android devices are also subsidized way better on carriers.
Well, you know what the top three phones are?
No, what are they?
The top three phones in the world are iPhone XR, and then the next is like the Samsung A90 and Samsung A80, like mid-range phones.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then the next one is like the iPhone 8. Like, it's no one, the top-selling phones are not the $1,200 ones.
No, never, it can't be. It can't be, ever. I mean, that's the reality of it. So when we're talking about, and by the way, those aren't totally justifiable. You know, how much people, like, I'm paying 50, I actually paid this off because I was like, why am I paying it? Let me just buy it outright. It was like $52 a month for this phone.
Yeah, I pay for cash. I just pay in cash for all this because I don't want to deal with the monthly fee.
Yeah, it just, you know, it makes no sense. So for you, though, like, you're not in the Mac ecosystem, right?
Right.
So for you, like, you use Windows devices. For you, it's like an experiment because you're in everywhere. You're scattered. For me, what's happened is my work devices are all Windows-based and my personal laptop. Like, I use this HP.
Okay, I have a real question for you.
Yes, sir.
Outside of work, are you using desktops or laptops?
Well, yes, I am, actually. So
Outside of work.
So okay. Obviously, for the production stuff, I use a desktop here, right? I also have, like, I have a gaming laptop that I use all the time now. I have a confession to make on the show. John, you're going to be the first one to hear this.
Ever. All right, I'm ready.
Okay? I have started playing World of Warcraft Classic. Okay?
Of course you have. This is amazing.
I'm a little embarrassed by this.
Why are you embarrassed?
I've gone.
You're talking about the classic, like vanilla server?
I'm playing. No, classic's out. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's vanilla. So I haven't played this game since 2005. That was the last time I played this.
Yeah.
I got sick. I was really sick in September. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it out. I got nothing to do. I couldn't even do any work. So I'm like, I'm just going to mess around with this. I have a gaming laptop that I use for production stuff when I'm on the go. And I started playing this. I'm a level 31 warrior now.
Oh my god, dude! When you're sick next time, I'm gonna hop into Warcraft with you.
I'm still playing. I played this morning.
You stuck? This is your life now?
I'm stuck. This is my life now. I dedicate like 2 hours a day to playing World of Warcraft, and I have to explain to my wife like what this game is. She's like, "What do you do in this game?" She's like, "What are you doing right now?" I'm like, "I'm collecting spider legs." She's like, for what? I'm like, this broad needs to make me a soup.
Yeah.
She's making me collect this so she can make me a soup. And she's like, what kind of game is this that you have to do like normal human tasks?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I can't even explain it. But either way. So I use a laptop, obviously, for that. I use my laptop, my MacBook Pro for, you know, my... Essentially, I can't just do everything on a phone. Like, social media, I hate doing on a phone. I hate talking on Twitter on a phone. I do everything on a desktop.
Because you're an old man. Because you're an old man.
Yeah, kind of.
You wake up every morning, you go get your morning newspaper, you have to pull out your laptop, type in Twitter.
I type in Twitter. That's all I do. I'm constantly just typing in Twitter into Google on MSN. I go to MSN.com, and I type in Twitter.
MSN's
whatever.
Your homepage.
Let me see. What's on MSN.com?
Let's Is go it still there, around?
Right? Yeah, of course. I'm going to type in Twitter and MSN. There you go. I just did it. Look, it just takes me to Bing. This is interesting.
That's how you get to Twitter. You have to Bing it first.
Yeah, I got to Bing it. Great. It's awesome. It just, you know, it's part of my thing. Obviously,
why don't you like doing social media from your phone?
Do you know I will not, every time we talk, if we're texting, I'm texting through iMessage on my phone, on my laptop. I don't use,
why?
I hate using the phone.
That's why you, that explains it. That's why you text like one thought at a time.
Yes.
Like, enter, enter. Just like, that's why I get multiple messages.
Yeah, that's why. I hate using the phone. I hate it.
Why, though?
I don't know.
You haven't said why.
I don't know. It's just not something I do. I don't sit on my phone. I don't read the news on my phone.
Like,
I don't go to Reddit.
Shows, during wrestling shows, you're live tweeting. Are you sitting
on my
laptop?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's the only way I could do it. I couldn't do it if I wasn't.
Okay. Everyone should stop taking you seriously now.
Are you really shocked by this?
I can't. So
it's just
really,
so much
like,
more productive. It's so much more. I can't type on the phone. I make
why?
So many grammatical. Like if I get an email, I will, and it like requires me to type something. I will.
It's because you're big sausage thumbs, huh?
I got big sausage. Yeah, I will wait to get to a place and type it on my laptop.
Dude, that has changed my life though. Just a small little productivity thing. I used to, every time I got a notification for an email, I would like go into email and reply. I now don't look at my email, don't get notifications, and I just designate 1 hour of the day to just email, and then
that's
I never
the
look
to
at
do it.
It.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Actually, there is something to be said about that. You're more likely to be productive and respond to emails if you don't respond all the time.
Why?
Because you're not, because I tend
not
to
like
do this all the time. I look at them like, I'll get back to them. It's not that important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There, I like having like an hour of the day where it's like, this is the email hour. This is it.
I'm surprised that you think I live tweet on my phone. It would be impossible
because you're a regular functioning human.
There's nothing regular about me. I have to have my laptop out and because I got to add images. I got to switch accounts.
Yeah.
I got to go on Facebook. I got to go on. But I also don't use social media or any of these sites like a normal person.
Right. Neither do
I. So it's an exception, you know.
Okay. Do you browse Twitter at all? Or you just get on there, tweet, and leave?
Browse in what sense?
Look at the timeline? Like scroll through and look
at
what
other
people are saying?
Yeah, my personal timeline all the time.
Okay.
I tend to do that on the train. I only do that on the go.
On your laptop on a train?
No. I use a phone. I tend to use a phone for that.
I just imagine on the train, like, just being a fucking nuisance to everybody else. Just like,
that's hysterical.
Just kind of unfold your laptop and, am I not allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Suncast.
Yeah, you can swear. Yeah, you can
Help.
Swear.
You can swear. Where's John?
So for me, it's a little bit differently because I, you know, everything is kind of incorporated into work and my accounts. I'm not saying most people do this. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it. But for me, this is a lot more convenient to do it this way than it is to do it on my phone. That's just
okay.
Reality.
You're a weirdo. Speaking of social media, did you see that Facebook changed their logo?
I did. Does anybody care?
No. So Microsoft changed the Edge browser logo. It looks like a Tide Pod now.
It does look like a Tide Pod.
And then Facebook changed their logo. It's like... Didn't they rebrand like 3 years ago?
And it's
they got
it's
a new logo.
By the way,
ago.
It's not blue anymore either.
Yeah, it's like a gradient, a weird orange.
Yeah, it looks. It's like the gradient of Instagram, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you know that'll make everyone forget about the privacy issues. Just a new coat of paint. It's like if Mark Zuckerberg grew a mustache and that made you forget that he's a robot.
But do you know how much money has to go into rebranding?
All of it.
I just want people to realize it's not just about changing it to caps. Everything needs to change. Every business card, every single thing with that logo needs to change.
Is it in the app yet? When's it rolling out?
No, it's not in the app yet.
It's not.
But you know what's funny? Jack Dorsey from Twitter made a tweet like making fun of them, right? Twitter, and wrote Twitter with a capital T, and then he said from Twitter, it's all capitals. Mm-hmm. But weren't they missing vowels? Remember the old Twitter? The old Twitter URL?
Yes. Well, do you remember how Twitter used to work?
Yes, but explain.
It was just texting. That's why it was 140 characters. Well, it was actually shorter than that originally, but that's how Twitter worked. You sent a text to a number, and that's how you tweeted.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
How it used to work.
Are you using any of these like portal devices?
A who?
Like the portal or the Nest, like the video, like those. I'm finding those interesting because it seems like that's going to be the hot commodity this holiday season. It's going to be all of those devices again. But I'm curious as far as the people that have, like, I got rid of the Amazon one that I had.
You got rid of your Echo or?
I don't use an Echo. I'm in the Google ecosystem.
Okay.
But I don't need like another video device sitting somewhere on a counter. It's an unnecessary device for me. And I'm curious, you know, obviously the target for this would be families and older people, but I'm curious as far as the trend goes to me. I'm curious as far as, you know, do we have to talk about Linux and building a server in the house? Because I still have my server up and running for all my data.
Up and running?
It's going. It's working. I have a server in my house with all my stuff on there.
Like just for storage or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Backup stuff. Very paranoid about this. I feel like as far as
do
those
you
devices,
use the cloud like a normal human?
I do use the cloud like a normal human being. I do two-factor authentication. Yeah, I do all that stuff.
No, nothing can touch the internet, and you're just storing everything.
Do you know how many friends I have that are totally against the cloud? They don't use iCloud. They don't use Google Docs or Google Photos. None of that.
Why?
It's all disabled. They're very paranoid about this. Very paranoid. That someone's going to go in there and get their stuff. You know, the reality
I bet they're all paranoid and they're all still using Facebook.
Of course. But the reality is most of these people, like, and I always tell them, I'm like, listen, you want to prevent getting hacked in any way. Don't open any links in your email that you don't know who they are, who they're from. Think twice before you click. And most of the people that hack you, they're social engineering you.
Yeah.
They're guessing your password due to your habits. And I've done this so many times with my friends. I did a segment on What the Tech years ago where I took three of my friends and I got the permission, obviously. And I was able, just by the things I know about them, get their password. I could have done a mass.
Because of their security questions?
Yeah. So this was years ago. So it would be the security questions are the dumbest thing, are the easiest thing, right? You know, what was your first pet's name? What's your cat's name? What street did you grow up on? Where did you like to go on vacation? It's really simple to guess, and all you need to do, once you guess those, you could do the password again. This was on iOS years ago. You could do the password, log in at 2 o'clock in the morning, get whatever you want, and then you're done. Before they know, they have no idea what happened.
Right.
But that was just based on, it wasn't some hacker in, you know, Russia sitting there in Belarus trying to brute force or, you know, give you nefarious spyware on your computer. It was done based on knowing you.
Right.
That's what most of this is. So, you know, I did that whole segment, but I don't know why people are so paranoid about that.
Remember back in the day, that's what those, like the stuff that people would share on Facebook and Twitter, like, what's your porn name?
And oh my God.
Your porn name was like the street you grew
address.
Up on. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And that's what that was. That's exactly what that was. People falling for it all the time because they thought it was some fun social activity.
No. I go back to my timeline and like tells me like things that I did last year and 10 years ago on Facebook. I end up deleting so much stuff because it's incoherent.
Yeah. You see a cat. Where is she?
It really becomes full like incoherent garble that like I have no idea what it even means.
Full screen my camera. What do you There's a cat right there.
I don't even see it.
See that white dot there?
Yeah, there you go.
Cat.
There you go. So I want to know what technology you're using. I want to know what products you're using currently.
Okay,
what's your
everyday
drivers?
Well, I'm more interested in services right now. Can I share an interesting thing?
Yeah, give me.
Because I think you use it. I started using YouTube TV.
Nice. Okay. So
and
I
love
it. Okay. Why do you love it?
Okay.
So I'll tell you why I love it.
So I cut the cord like 2013 maybe. And I've used like since then I've tested other stuff. Like for a while I used Sling TV and then I used some IPTV services that are like sketchy. But the issue was like in my area, stuff like YouTube TV or DirecTV Now or AT&T TV, whatever it's called now, that stuff wasn't available. But now it is in my area and it is amazing.
So I want
you use it, right?
I do. Yes. All the time. So here's the thing about this. I've used all of them, right? I've used all the live TV streaming services.
Yeah. Have you used Hulu TV yet?
I have. I had Hulu TV. I had Sling. I had DirecTV Now. Now it's AT&T. Sony's system. I've had all of them.
PlayStation View or whatever.
PlayStation View. They all suck for literally the same reason. It's very low bitrate.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The quality. Listen, if you don't care... If you don't care about the quality as much as I do, it's not gonna bother you. For me, if I'm watching sports, if I'm watching live action, I need it to be a decent quality. It starts bothering me. YouTube TV is the highest feed because it actually offers like CBS for us here is 1080p. I can watch 1080, and so it'll take the raw feed and then it'll just put it online and it's 1080p.
Yeah.
You don't have that option. Even if, like, I'll give an example, like Fox, local Fox, I'm watching wrestling. If I watch it on the Fox app for their internal streaming service, the quality is so much more reduced than it actually is on YouTube TV. They just do a much higher bitrate and much higher quality. Yeah, maybe you're paying $10 more a month, but for me, it's worth it.
Yeah, well, YouTube TV is what, like $50?
$49.99, yeah.
Yeah, and then Hulu TV is 45, I think. But
that's possible.
The biggest difference for me, like Hulu TV, I already have regular Hulu for like, well, I guess it's the ad-free version, so like $15 a month. And if you get Hulu TV, like the live TV plus Hulu, you get for $45 a month, you get live TV channels, but you also get the $5 version of Hulu, which is ad supported. And I don't want that. I don't want any of that. And yeah. Hulu has a bunch of upgrade paths to like, do you want a decent DVR? Okay, then it's an extra $10. And that stuff just adds up. I really like the simplicity of YouTube TV. It's like $50, unlimited recordings, just use it.
Yeah, no, listen, and first of all, if a company's going to be able to have the pipes, it's going to be them, right? But I do still have a problem with the term cord cutting now because we're just still paying a crazy amount. It just split amongst different services.
Yeah.
I have Hulu. I have Netflix.
YouTube TV. You still cut the cord. You're still choosing what to pay for. Whereas, with cable, you're paying $150 a month getting 1,000 channels that you're not going
to
watch.
I'm going to tell you, it's coming to the point that it's not inexpensive. If I had cable or I had DirecTV, for example, I could get four rooms for the same price that I'm paying now for about the same amount of channels.
Well, the market's going to have to self-correct itself again because what we're seeing now is everybody from TV, all the channels and stuff, and the distributors realizing that, the internet and streaming is the future, so they're all leaving cable. And now they're creating their own service online. So we're the same thing that happened with cable is happening with streaming until the market has to self-correct again.
It's going to self-correct. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to have to because there's too many providers that everybody signed up to. And listen, it's your choice. You don't have to.
Yeah.
you know, you don't have to, you don't have to pick it. It's just, I think what's happening is between all the services, you don't want to miss out on something. So you're getting the service, you're canceling the service, you're getting the service. Like with HBO. I don't need HBO. I had it for Game of Thrones. I canceled it.
Yeah.
It just, I think that's the game that everybody's playing. You're cutting $10 here to add it here. It just, I don't know. I don't know how much it makes sense at this level.
It's still, so, okay, well, it does add up. The price adds up, but, like, you're still choosing what you pay for. Like, okay,
let me do
still,
this. $50 for YouTube, right? YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Hulu is what? $14.99? Ad free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
$14.99. Netflix is what?
Around the same price.
$9.99?
No, it's up, I think. It's like $14 too.
Okay. Let's say $10. Let's just for the hell of it. Say $10. Right
now, I'm looking it up.
I'm at $75 right now. I'm paying $10 for the WWE Network. That's $85. I'm sure I'm paying for something else too. It's going to cost me $100 a month anyway.
But you see the difference though. You chose those things. Not everyone's going to have. Not everyone needs WWE Network. Not everyone needs Hulu. Some people are fine with just maybe YouTube TV and Netflix, or maybe some people are just fine with Netflix and Hulu.
Most people don't need YouTube TV. I think that's the thing here. Most people don't need live content unless you're into sports. You know.
Yeah.
That's the only time. So you have YouTube TV now. So that's what you're using. What's your like? What do you watch it on? Do you watch it on TV or do you actually watch it on your laptop or device?
No, I watch it on the TV, but I watch a lot on my iPad too. That's something I really love. Like we live in the future, watching live TV on any device we want, no matter where we are. That's nuts.
We live in the future. I always say it is the future until the restrictions are put in place. Like, I can't watch certain things on my phone unless I'm... Like, I'll give an example. I had a problem where I couldn't watch a certain... I forgot who it was. Was it FX or one of them? I couldn't log into the account on Wi-Fi because there was a problem with my Verizon IP, but I could watch it on when I logged off of Wi-Fi on my phone and then it clicked in.
That's an issue with like not so much with YouTube TV but with Hulu stuff. Some of these channels like don't let you DVR them. So like some channels do and some channels don't, and you never know which one until like you want to watch something you want to DVR it. And like Disney's like, no, you can't do that with our stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Are you doing the Disney Plus stuff?
I'm gonna do Disney Plus. Yeah,
it looks really impressive. I mean, it really does, and the pricing looks good too. I it's quite possible they're going to overtake Netflix at this point.
By the way, did you see, you know how sneaky Apple's being, right?
In what way? I mean, I know how sneaky they are, but...
Yeah, like in a year, they're going to be able to say that they are the number one streaming platform.
Oh, because it's because of their price point?
Well, no, because like even if they didn't have any content, what they're doing is, so you get... Not only is it, what, $4.99 or something, but also you get 1 year free of Apple TV Plus with the purchase of a new Apple product.
Yeah,
so,
but does it need to be activated? That's the thing.
So, yeah, but like, so you, but it, I mean, it's native and it pops up right when you buy your device. Like, it's just a thing that happens. So, and if we, like, the numbers break down to, like, Apple sells 200 million, 300 million, maybe 400 million Apple products a year. And if we consider that not everyone that buys those is going to get Apple TV Plus, let's say it's cut in half and like 200 million or even 150 million are the people that signed up for Apple TV Plus because it's a free year. That will be more subscribers to Apple TV Plus instantly than Netflix has.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Netflix has like 120 million subscribers, and they're the largest one right now. Because Apple's offering this for free with the purchase of every Apple device that you buy, every new one, and assuming like only 25% of them actually sign up for Apple TV Plus, plus the people that opt in for the free trial or are willing to pay, like they have an existing Apple product and they're willing to pay $4.99 or whatever, that's they're going to cross Netflix. And so Tim Cook, you know, this is just a thing that Tim Cook is going to be able to stand on stage. Yeah. And be like, in our first year, we surpassed Netflix.
That is interesting. I'm curious.
And they don't even need to have a good, they don't even need to have, you know, good content, really.
Well, apparently there's nothing, right? They don't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so they have like five shows and none of them are rated any good?
No. They have the Jennifer Aniston show.
Morning show, I think.
Morning show. And then that's about it.
They have For All Mankind, C.
Which is their Game of Thrones, right?
C is like their Game of Thronesy thing. For All Mankind is like a space thing. The Morning Show, and I can't remember what else there is.
Well, they added, by the way, Apple TV app is now on the Fire TV.
Yeah, it's on Roku, Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon stuff.
Which I think that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Apple's moving into services. While everyone else is trying to create their own hardware, software stuff, Apple's moving into services because it's not a hardware game anymore.
It's not a hardware game, and that's the thing. I mean, we were talking about years ago. I think you were on the show years ago. Apple actually was playing with iMessage on Android and on Windows. This was a real thing. They were playing
with
it. They
will never do it, though. They'll never pull the trigger.
The software was developed. They had it in the hands of beta testers.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a huge mistake. The problem with that is iMessage needs to become monetized, right? In order for that to be successful.
No.
Wait. I'm telling you. This is the only way this will happen.
You're wrong.
iMessage will have to be monetized in order for them to do this. Now, I'm not saying pay a monthly fee. What I'm saying, what they're going to start offering, and I'm still hanging on to this, that the day will come within the next few years that it will be monetized for us too as iOS users. When you go into an emoji or you're going into a GIF, you're going to be able to buy packages of those GIFs and those emojis. They're going to end up doing it. This is one of the few services on this phone that they don't make money off of.
Okay, but listen, you got to see the bigger picture. Like so a lot of people are like, you know, I would pay $10 a month to have iMessage on my Android device or something. They could monetize it. But they don't need to monetize it. That's not they make way more money through iMessage because you're on an iPhone. Because if you're on an iPhone because of iMessage,
but how about if you're not?
Also gonna,
how about if you're
say
not?
What?
No, saying it will be monetized for every. I'm saying for Android or Windows, right?
If they don't care about Android or Windows. They need you to use Apple hardware because then you buy Apple services. If they get you to use iMessage, you're stuck on your iPhone. You're going to start paying for Apple TV, iCloud, Apple Music. Like all their services add up, and that's how they're monetizing it.
What I'm saying is if they were to release it on other platforms, they would have to monetize it to make it
sense.
I'm willing to bet they will release this one day. They will monetize it on those platforms, and they will monetize it on iOS. It's not going to be a monthly fee. It's going to be packages that you buy, like emojis and this. And, you know, they're already starting to incorporate this stuff. Once they see their user base is starting to use it, it's over. You're going to end up paying
$6 for an emoji pack. Andrew, there's no way. I'm not saying that they're not going
to
monetize it.
I would like to take that bet.
They will not give it to Android and Windows people. They will not.
To make money off of them?
Because just hear me out. If they give iMessage to Android and Windows users, sure, they'll make money by monetizing iMessage, but they make way more money if they just have the whole customer. If you use iMessage, you're using your iPhone and you're buying into all the other Apple services.
But that market's going to mature. They're hitting that point
of
maturity.
It's already mature. That's why they're freaking out and making services.
And that is why they're going to... You know what?
They're
I will take
not,
this bet with you.
They're not
okay,
going to do
let's
it.
Let's do this bet right now, okay?
Okay, let's
this
do
is,
it.
This is November 5th, 2019.
Write it down.
Within the next 5 years, if they were to monetize... And
no.
Make it
very clear. In the next 5 years, are you saying they're going cross-platform?
They will go cross-platform.
Okay.
And or monetize iMessage.
No, you can't do that. Is it?
Okay,
no.
I'll take two separate bets. I'll take two separate bets with you. They will monetize within the next 3 years.
Okay.
They're going to have
monetize
emoji packs
in
this bullshit pack. They're going to...
Okay.
You're going to go on iMessage. I'm going to say, okay, you know what? I want to send John an emoji of Michael from The Office.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't disagree there. I'm not saying that they won't do that.
I'm going to only have, let's say, 5 or 6 Michael Scott emojis. But if I want the full Office pack, because I'm a huge Office fan, I could pay $4.99 or $2.99, whatever it is, and get 100 different ones.
That's fine. Okay. But I'm saying they're not going cross-platform ever.
Okay. I will say in 5 years they're going to go cross-platform. Here's the bet. I'm going to take you out. You're going to come to New York.
Did you just text me?
I did. Okay. I sent you Michael Scott flashing.
Yeah. Was that a dollar?
No, I didn't buy the pack. I will take you out. We will go to Mastro's Steakhouse, and I will pay for dinner.
Okay. If I lose the bet,
you will do a front page tech totally naked with sensor bars.
Okay, I will.
Sensor bars.
And I'll give you $1,000.
Done deal. Yeah, because that thing is going to cost me $1,000.
Virtual shake.
Virtual shake. No, but I do think that there's a possibility here because of them entering the services business.
It's not going cross platform. They won't do it. They will not.
I don't know.
Okay. November
2024.
we can't even remember what we talked about last month.
Somebody from the show will remember this. Somebody from the show. Who wants to see John naked in about 5 years on the air?
Do you make any bets with Paul that'll get him naked on a show? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. Well, you're a big YouTube superstar, John.
When Paul retires, can I be the permanent co-host?
You could be the permanent co-host. Do I get money? Yeah, you do. Paul gets paid.
$20.
Paul gets paid every month. He gets way more than $20.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do we have here? I do think it's interesting, you know. I think it's a possibility. I know you don't. I can't wait for you to be wrong, but I'm also I'm fine with, you know, myself being wrong.
Hang on.
Yeah. Are you writing this down? Or are you taking a note?
Theory. Remind me November 5th, 2024, that I made a bet with Andrew on What the Tech about Apple using iMessage cross platform. Hopefully, I still have an iPhone then.
Let's see. Maybe you'll jump ship.
Okay. November 5th, 2024.
You got it. Okay, perfect.
Is that a reminder?
Perfect. What do you use as your laptop? What's your everyday computer?
Alienware, I don't care.
You don't care?
It was sent from Intel. I don't know.
It's a high-end Alienware or whatever.
Yeah. So honestly, I don't use it. Like, unless I'm doing a show like this or if I'm transferring footage to Brian, the editor for Front Page Tech, I'm just using my iPad.
That's so weird, man.
How is it weird?
I don't know. I can't do it.
Get with the times, Andrew.
I can't do it.
You got to get with
the times.
Okay, do you have an iPad?
I do have an iPad. I have a iPad Pro. I have a big one. No, never.
I have a big one.
I have a big one.
So I never purchased an iPad until this past year.
Which one do you have?
iPad Air or something.
The Air,
the latest edition of the iPad Air.
I've never had an iPad before,
and then I bought one. I was just like, I actually did it while I was recording Front Page Tech. One of the episodes has me just caving and being like, "F it, I'm going to buy an iPad right now." So I did it, I love the iPad. I can't believe I went years without one.
I can't wait till Windows becomes a subscription and they charge everybody for Windows too. I'm looking forward to that day where everybody loses their mind.
I would pay a subscription fee if they brought XP back.
Oh my god, Vista. Me. By the way, the 16-inch MacBook Pro is it's confirmed pretty much. I'm interested in that. Why I'm interested in that? Because it's gonna have the same size as a 15-inch. And one thing about this thing, and that I absolutely hate this Mac, it is so heavy. This thing weighs so much.
Well, that's because you're taking it to do Twitter on the train.
I take it everywhere with me. I don't leave the house. I travel with my computer.
Why?
Because I always have to work.
I just fold this up. Done. iPad.
Let's. Why don't we do some Q&As from the chat room, John?
Okay, let's
do that. Before we wrap it up, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let you guys ask
questions. Oh, no, I'm afraid of your chat room, though.
No, I think this is a lot
of
your guys.
Or a bunch of heathens.
Yeah, I think this is your heathen. you could ask us any question. You could ask John any question before, you know, we'll continue and then we'll wrap it up. I do want to remind everybody, Front Page Tech, hopefully you post a video.
No,
actually, you know what? Let's do What the Talk. I totally forgot. Let's save that for What the Talk. Now, What the Talk is our bonus show. We're going to air this live, obviously. But after the fact, if you enjoy what you're doing, you could sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com/WhatTheTech. You could go there, sign up, get weekly bonus content and all that stuff. Also, I want to thank John, actually. Let's wrap it up and then let's do a What the Talk. How about that? Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Front Page Tech. John, your channel's great. Can you please put a video up, like, tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think we're going to record one and make our illustrious return on Hump Day.
Oh, perfect. Tomorrow. See, this is all you... Guys, I got this. Just whenever John stops doing a show, just message me and then I'll get him back. This is
I'm pretty sure this happened during my last break. You got me on
positive. I'm positive that's what happened. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian. You can follow What the Tech GFQ on Twitter also. That's it. I'm feeling a lot better, so I'm going to be putting out shows too. John, if you're watching this, stay tuned for What the Talk. We'll see you all later. Take care.